奉献者，晚上好。今天是2021年3月9日，我们荣幸的邀请到了咖啡创始人 Mara 给我们讲解今天的圣典不加瓦坛晚课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balaba Ibaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna Tira Banacha Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribarada Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're on 11th candle, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 9, text number 19.
我们已经讲到圣典波迦瓦坛第十一篇第九章的十节十九了。
Kevalat manu bhavena swamayam trigunatmikam sankshobayam.Shri Jatyado Taya Sutra Marindama Kevalalat Manu Bhavena Swamayam Trigunatmakam Sankshobhyayam Shri Jatyado Taya Sutra Marindama Kevalat Manu Bhavena Swamayam Trigunatmakam Sankshobhyayam Shri Jatyado Taya Sutra Marindama Kevalalatmanat bhavena swamayam trigunatmakam sankshobhayam trijatyado tayasutram arindama. Someone else want to say it? Anyone else want to turn on their microphone and chant the shloka?
听课的奉献者当中有谁愿意打开他的麦自己的麦克风然后跟读这个诗节呢
Kevalatmanu bhavinam swamayam trigunatmikam sankosopayam srijatyadom tayasutram arindamam.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, Ma.
Who is that?Only has a number.
Dinver Das.
Haribo. 780. Okay, anyone else?
还有谁想读?
Okay. We'll go for the words for words. Kevala, pure.
纯粹的。
Atma, of his own self.
他自身的。
Anubhavena, by the potency.
即是能量。
Swamayam, his own energy.
他自身的能量。
Three.
三。
Guna, modes.
属性。
Atmikam, composed of.
由什么什么构成的。
Sankshobhayam, agitating.
激活了。
Shijati, he manifests.
他展示。
Ado,At the time of creation.
在创造之际。
Jaya, with that energy.
以那能量。
Sutram, the.
Na.
Mahatattva, distinguished by the power of action.
因着活动的能量而与众不同。
Arindama, O subduer of enemies.
惩敌者啊。
Translation. O subduer of enemies. At the time of creation, the personality of Godhead expands his own transcendental potency in the form of time.And agitating the material energy, Maya, composed of three modes of material nature, it creates the Mahatattva.
译文，惩敌者啊，在创造之际，人格守神以时间的形式扩展他自身的能量，并通过激活他那由物质自然三属性构成的物质能量 Maya。创造出 Mahatattva.
The word Kevala means pure. It indicates the Lord's Kala Shakti, time potency, the most powerful. Ramana addresses King Yadu here as Arindama, subduer of the enemies. This indicates that although the topic of Maya, illusory creation, is being discussed, he need not worry because as a staunch devotee of the Lord, he is able to subdue the real enemies of life, namely lust, anger, and greed, which make one a prisoner in Maya's kingdom.The word sutram, sutram indicates the Mahatattva in which many material creations exist, just like jewels at rest on a thread. In the state of pradan, or material equilibrium, the modes of nature do not interactIn the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila explains in his Sankhya coaching teachings that the Supreme Personality of Godhead agitates the neutral state of nature and thus creation takes place. The created manifested form of nature in which fruitive activities are situated is called Mahatattva, as indicated in this book.
单词 Kevala 的意思是纯净的，说明主的 Kala Shakti 时间能量是超然的能量，跟主的亲身形体毫无分别。那位 Brahmana 在此称 Yadu 王是 Aravindana 惩敌者， 这表明虽然讨论的是关于玛雅或令人迷幻的创造的话题，但作为主的坚定奉献者，他无需担忧，他能征服生命的真正敌人，即色欲、愤怒和贪婪。这些敌人使人成为玛雅王国的囚犯。单词 Sutra 指的是 Mahatattva， 其上栖息着许多物质创造，如线串珠 Sapradam， 即物质的平衡沉静状态中自然属性互不相互作用。在圣典博迦瓦坛第三篇，主卡皮拉在他的桑卡教导中阐明，至尊人格守神激活自然的中性状态，由此引发创造。正如本师节所述，期间果报活动受到激励的被得以创造的展示的自然，就叫做 Mahatattva。
If one tries to renounce the illusory creation of Vedanta philosophy, thus artificially equating the infinite consciousness of the Lord and the infinitesimal consciousness of the conditioned soul, one's analysis will fall short of reality. The word swamayam in this verse indicates that the illusory potency that covers the conditioned souls is always subordinate to the Lord, whose consciousness is infallible and infinite. Always a person.
人若试图通过求必于非人格的维丹塔哲学弃绝主那令人迷幻的创造，从而人为的把主无限的知觉等同于受条件限制灵魂无限小的知觉，那么他的分析远远触及不到真相。本世节的 Swamayam 一词说明覆盖受条件限制灵魂的迷幻能量永远从属于主，而主的知觉永不犯错，无极无限，并且主永远是一个人。
Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasya Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Talene Panchakalpa Chuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Sikanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Vadha Kanta Namostate Dapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari. Omahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Jishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Inabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Kapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishvanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Grim Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarane. Okay, so a little more about who is Krishna, or what, you know, this is the aspects of Krishna we have to know about, because he creates the whole material world, and we're in the material world. In order to get out of it, we have to know something about it.
So this chapter Krishna 是谁这个主题更多的这个话题讲到了 Krishna 的他的不同的方面，我们要了解他，因为他创造了物质世界，而且我们现在身处在物质世界，为了要离开这个物质世界，我们就要了解。
So Srimad Bhagavatam is everything about Krishna. Some people want to skip and only the Rasalila kind of thing. But Krishna was much more.
So, in 圣殿薄伽瓦坛当中，有的人就希望一下就跳到主的 Rasa 初五的部分。但是 Krishna 可远远不止这个内容。
Krishna is much more, actually. Not that he was.
而且 Krishna他过去也是全面覆盖的，并且他现在也是包罗万象的。
Bhagavad Gita has five main topics. One of them is time.
薄伽瓦坛就讲了五大主题，其中一个主题就涉及到时间。
And Krishna says, "Time, I am."
Krishna 说我是时间。
You know, I've come to engage everyone. Time makes everything happen. Otherwise, it's just the material energy, it's all kinds of things, the pradhan, the mahatattva. But nothing happens until Krishna comes in as time. Then we have to run.
所以 Krishna 呢，就有时间的形式来让每一个生物体都活跃起来，否则的话，那只有物质能量存在那里，只有 pradham mahatattva Krishna 以时间的能量进入进来，然后呢，所有的众生就开始活跃起来了。
So we're all very much aware of time. We have to be on time to the office. We have to be on time to the train, the bus, whatever. Makes us work day and night. Everything starts moving.
人人都有时间观念，我们必须得按时上班去办公室，必须得赶火车，必须得去按点去坐大巴。然后呢，时间呢，它就日夜不停的轮转，然后让所有的生物都动了起来。
So Krishna says, Prahladas Chasmi Daichanam Kala Kalayatam Aham Vigyanam Nachamagingoham Inateyas Chapakshinam. That's in chapter 10. Saying, among subduers, I am time.
Krishna 在《博伽梵歌》第十章说，在所有的征服者当中，我是时间。
Time is invisible. You can't hear time. You can't see it. You can't feel it. But we know it's there.
时间，它是眼睛看不见，耳朵听不见，你手也触摸不见的，但是时间就在那里。
And a subduer, so nothing can survive the forces of time except the soul.
时间作为征服者，那么无一没有任何一个生物能够逃脱时间的力量而存活的，除了灵魂之外。
Every material thing has a beginning and an end.
一切物质的事物都是有始有终的。
Especially our bodies. So we know that in our things we have to do. So the time makes us work, makes us jump. The rising and setting of the sun. Some animals come out in the daytime some, and wake up. They sleep at night. Some sleep in the day and get up at night. Time.
就是由于时间在那里。所以我们就会在清晨的时候就从床上跳起来，然后呢到了晚上又太阳又落山了。有些生物呢他们是昼出夜伏，而有的生物是呢夜出昼伏。
And nowadays Kali Yuga very common to hear and think I don't have time.
卡利年代有一个口头禅，没时间。
Right? My work is so much, keeps me busy. I don't have time to chant. I don't have time to read.
我工作这么忙，我可没时间念诵，我也没时间读书啊。
Some people hardly have time to eat sometimes. They're just running, working.
有的人工作忙的甚至都没有时间吃饭了。
Because the clock is ticking, you can't stop time. Nobody can stop time.
这个时钟的时钟它在不停的滴答滴答的在走动着，没有人能够停止时间的流淌。
And in the same chapter, text number 30 says, among subduers I am time.And then in text number 33, he says, I am inexhaustible time. Time will never run out, never get tired, never slow down.
同样就是在 同一章的诗节33说我是 无穷无尽的时间，时间是永远都流失不尽的，永远也慢不下来。
So in the purport prophecies, among all kinds of killers, time is the ultimate because it kills everything.
帕帕在要旨当中说，在所有的杀手当中，时间是终结者。
Time is a representative of Krishna because in due course there will be a great fire and everything will be annihilated.
时间代表着 Krishna, 因为时间一到就会有毁灭之火发生，一切都被燃成灰烬。
So it's a very, you know, people, we want to know what time it is. We love our phone, you know, because it tells us what time it is, tells us what time to get up, tell what time to go to work, what time to eat, everything you can use to make appointments nowadays.
我们都特别喜欢自己的手机，因为我们的手机呢会告诉我们几点起床，定点起床，然后什么时候去上班，该吃饭了，又该该完成我们的日程安排了。
So we have to utilize our time. The symptom of a devotee is he doesn't want to waste time. He wants to utilize his time in devotional service.
我们要利用我们的时间。一个奉献者的特征是他从来不浪费一分一秒，他总是利用时间来服务。
And again, in chapter 11, verse 32, he says, Kalosmi loka chaye krit pravritto. Time I am, great destroyer of the worlds, and I've come here to destroy all people.
在第十一章的32节, Krishna 说，我就是时间，这世界上最伟大的毁灭者，我来就是毁灭所有的人的。
So everybody wants more time. They want to do things fast, and they want to, But time just keeps going at the same pace. But depending on our consciousness, it seems like, it's going very slow or going very fast.
人人都想有更多的时间，想快一点把事情做完，可是。时间它有自己的速度，这取决于一个人的知觉。时间好像是过得很慢，或者是过得很快。
And in the second canto, describing the Vaikuntha,
在《博伽瓦谈》第二篇描述了 Vaikuntha 无忧倾诉。
It says time is conspicuous by its absence. 、you notice, where is time? If you went to the spiritual world, nobody's worried about running out of time or being in a hurry or anything. They don't worry about the past, they don't worry about the future.They're just absorbed in Krishna all the time.
就是在Vaikuntha 呢，就是时间你是觉察不到的，因为在灵性世界呢，没有时间的概念。他们也不会担心过去，也不焦虑未来，人人都专注于 Krishna.
So in the second canto, chapter 2:17.It is in that transcendental state of labdo pashanti. There's no supremacy of devastating time. 、in the Vaikuntha. There's no devastating time.
Okay. 所以在《博伽瓦谈》的第二篇第二章十节十七当中就有这样一句话，没有毁灭一切的时间存在。
Because not everything is eternal.
因为在百困的无忧倾诉，一切是永恒的。
So time controls even the demigods.
时间它甚至控制了半神人。
But in the Vaikuntha, you don't find it.
可是在 Vaikuntha, 无忧倾诉你是找不到时间的。
Then there's a very nice verse. Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 3, verse 17.
在博伽瓦谈的第二篇第三章十节十七当中有一首优美的诗节。
Ayur Hariti Voi Pumsam Ujan Astam Chayanaso Asyarte Yat Chanonita Uttama Shloka Vartaya. Both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life for everyone.
日出日落时间消磨了每一个生物的寿命。
Things are wearing out. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead.
除了那些利用时间谈论全善的人格守神的人们。
So, there's basic ingredients of the material creation, but they interact because of time. Then everything starts to happen. Growth, wearing out, disappearing, creation, growing. All these things are due to time.
就是因为时间的影响。就是物质创造得以相互，这些元素得以相互发生作用，就使得有发生出现增长身体的出生、成长、消磨以及最后的消失、生长、消亡。
So the Lord, by His own potency, creates eternal time.
主透过他自己的能量创造了永恒的时间。
And that's the fate of all living beings.
这是所有生物的命运。
I'm reading some slokas. So after the Mahatattva, the material creation is generated.And then time is manifested.
现在马尔读一些诗节。
Yeah, time makes everything happen.
就是时间使一切得以发生。就是马哈塔的吧。被创造出来之后，一切得以展示。
It's all controlled by.Karnanavashayi Vishnu, Mahavishnu, controls everything.
Karnanavashayi Vishnu, Mahavishnu, 控制着一切。
So King Pariket asked questions. He says, please explain the nature of time indicated by past, present, and future.
Prakshit 就提出了这样的疑问，请解释一下以过去、现在、未来为代表的时间的本质吧。
So that's, in the material world, that's what is past, present, and future. And humans especially are crying over the past, or fearful over the future, forgetting the moment.
在物质世界就以过去、现在、未来为代表。人类呢，他们为过去而哭泣，为未来而担心，然后他们的当下就失去了。
So again, the spiritual world, there's no influence of time. No Maya.
所以再回到灵性世界。灵性世界是没有时间的影响的，因为灵性世界没有妈呀。
Okay, so that's You know, we're all very much aware of time, but time is Krishna. So if we don't have time, we pray to Krishna, please, Krishna, give me time to chant my rounds. Give me time to read your books.
我们都有时间观念啊，如果我们没有时间，可以向 Krishna 祈祷。Krishna, 请给我时间让我给我念诵的时间吧。Krishna, 请给我读书的时间吧。
And Krishna will help us because he is time.
Krishna 就会帮助我们，因为 Krishna 就是时间。
So we, with this life, you know, we don't know. Prickett had 7 days, so he knew he has to really concentrate. We don't know, we might have 7 seconds.
我们不知道还有多少寿命。Parikshit 王他有7天，还有7天的寿命，我们可能只有7秒。
The influence of time is exhibited by birth, death, old age, and disease. The time.
时间的影响就展示为生老病死，这些都是时间的影响。
So I guess that's enough about time, everybody. It's good to know what time really is. It's not just, we think just time to catch a bus or something, time to get time to eat, time to, you know, it's Krishna and it's making us do all these things.
我们已经讲了足够的有关于时间了，所以要了解什么是时间，这对我们是非常有好处的。因为时间 Krishna 以时间的形式就使我们做事情了。
So King Yadu is a devotee, so he's being interestedcan conquer the enemies. The real enemies are lust, anger, and greed. You don't need an army or anything or bombs or money to conquer lust, anger, and greed. You just need to chant the holy names.
Yadu 王是一个奉献者，他是征服敌人的人。色欲、愤怒和贪婪是我们的敌人。要征服这个敌人的话，是不需要去用炸弹或者是炸弹这类武器来征服他的，只需要去唱诵圣名就可以征服他。
Everyone has the same enemies. It doesn't matter what country you're in or what type of body you're in.
对，人人都有同一个敌人，不论他是在哪个国家，不论他是处在什么样的躯体当中。
Lust, anger, and greed. Three gates leading to hell.
色欲、愤怒、贪婪，这是通往地狱的三道门。
And that's what keeps us in the material prison.Just envious, and we have to take birth after birth. If we don't understand that we're actually not this body and that we're servants of Krishna,
正是这些敌人使得我们留在物质监狱当中，使得我们在物质世界不断的投生。我们但是人们不明白，他们不是他们的躯体，而是 Krishna 的仆人。
So if we really want to renounce, it's not enough to just know that we're not the body. We have to know what we are. And that's where the Bhakti Yoga comes in. That's where the Bhagavad Gita really tells who you really are. Part and parcel of Krishna.
所以问题不是气绝的问题，不是说简单的知道我们不是这个躯体，问题就在于要知道我们到底是谁，我们是仆人。这就是奉爱瑜伽的内涵，也是国家梵歌也谈到的主题，我们到底是谁，我们是 Krishna 的不可分割的一部分。
Eternally a person.
永远都是人，人格的。
We want to have a relationship with Krishna.
我们希望跟 Krishna 拥有一种关系。
To get a relationship with Krishna, we need to have a spiritual master and develop a relationship, a service relationship with him.Spiritual master.
为了要跟 Krishna 建立关系，我们就需要有灵性导师，跟灵性导师建立一种服务灵性导师的关系。
And develop our relationship with spiritual master, we need to have a relationship with all the devotees.
为了和我们的灵性导师建立关系，我们就需要和所有的奉献者有一种关系。
Then we connect, you know, we work together, and that pleases the spiritual master. And then everything gets, we, by the mercy of spiritual master, we can know Krishna.
那之后呢，我们团结合作来取悦灵性导师。当灵性导师得到取悦之后，我们就能了解 Krishna。
And it's all by service.
服务是关键。
Okay, so that's simple presentation. Time I am.
So, 我们这节课呢，只是简要的来谈到了时间。Krishna 说，我是时间。
So let's see how the questions come and think. Everybody's learning how to work with this Zoom.
我们接下来回答问题。
I see a bunch of chats, but I don't know what it is.
大家都学会用这个软件了吗？现在有一个问题，是一串数，应该是真正发布吧。感谢马老师，珍惜时间就要活在当下。什么叫活在当下？我现在在听课，就是活在当下吗？This question is maybe from 真正发布。Thank you, Maharaj. We should treasure time and live at the present. So what does it mean to live at the present, to be present?
Well,
now I'm listening. Yes.
We hear about the Buddha say it all about being in the moment, right?
所以佛教徒说
Be aware of what we're doing. Concentrate on what we're doing right now.
佛教他们喜欢说这个词，意思就是说，我们意识到眼下的事情，我们专注于手头上的事情。So now I'm listening to the lecture. Does it mean that to be present?
Yeah, if you're concentrating.
是的，如果你是专注的，就是。
Like for japa, we say attentive chanting. It means you're not doing anything else. You're not thinking what we have to do tomorrow, what we didn't do yesterday. Just depend on Krishna and chant attentively because what we do now is what's creating the future.
就像我们念诵 japa, 要专注地念诵而不是想着别的事情。不要想着明天我要做什么事情，或者是昨天我还没有做什么事情。
We're here now. What we did in the past.
Sorry, Mark, I haven't finished. 我们应该念诵的是依赖 Krishna， 专注的念诵 Krishna。因为我们眼目前我们。当下做的事情就创造了我们的未来。
So, and what we do now will means what will, where we'll be in the future.
我们现在所做的事情就决定了我们将来会去哪里。Continue with question, Nara.
Yeah, so we want, like, there was a famous book when, in the hippie time, and a lot of devotees read that, called Be Here Now. You know, don't be worried about the past all the time like most people. And don't be, you know, crying over the past. It's finished. Whatever we did in the past is why we're here now.So we can't change that, but we can change what we do right now. If you know where you want to go, you have to get on the right train. You know.
就像在嬉皮士的年代，有一句著名的格言，就叫做“就在这里”。当时的嬉皮士呢，他们就。很反对那时候的人们，很多人们就担心着过去。大多数人他们总是在，有着担心和还为过去所做的事情而悲伤着呢。但是过去已经结束了，我们是活在现在，过去已经改变不了了。但是我们现在能改变的就是做出选择的就是我们的当下。打个比方说，我们。想要去一个地方，我们就要知道自己要坐哪个火车。
That's very simple, but you know, mind is so crazy. We're always not always concentrating on what we're doing, and sometimes that can be very dangerous. Say you're driving a motorbike, or not concentrating on what you're doing, you can get hurt. You know? So whatever work we're doing, and especially when we're chanting and hearing and reading, and that's why preaching is considered to be Atma Nivedana, because when we preach, we have to concentrate all the senses on something. So we recommend everybody to do some preaching.
心意是特别疯狂的，心意就使人们不专心的做事情。有时候呢，如假设一个人他驾驶着摩托车的话，这就很危险。如果他不小心、不专心的，有可能他会受伤。同样就是我们念诵啊、读书啊什么的，就要专注。做工作也一样，所以传教传播。被认为是 Atma Nivedana， 就是所有的感官都调动起来的，专注于这件事。所以 Maharaj 是建议每个人都做一些传播的工作。
Okay.
Okay. 好，这样我下一个问题。 唱诵圣名能征服色欲、愤怒、贪婪。怎么越唱圣名，色欲越强呢？愤怒越多呢？贪婪越大呢？不知道哪里出毛病了。So by chanting the holy name, we can conquer lust, anger, and
yeah.
But why? The question is why? The more I chanted, the more lust. There are more lust, more anger, more. What's wrong? Where's the mistake?
Well, it depends. Sometimes we're not really getting more lusty and angry, but we become aware. Before, we didn't ever realize we were lusty and angry. Never thought about it. When we start chanting, we start to see ourselves more clearly.
到底哪里出了毛病，这个要视情况而定。有的时候并不是真的哪里有毛病，只是说我们现在更有知觉了，以前呢都没有意识到，而现在呢开始念诵了，就更清楚了。
Well, that's often the case, is that we never thought about it. We just lust and anger was just so much part of our life.When we start chanting, we start to see like, oh, this is, you know, this is, and then we, but if we really think back, it's actually going down.
以前呢，我们是根本就压根儿不想这个事儿。这个色欲愤怒已经成了我们生活中密不可分的一部分了。但是现在呢，我们会看，好好看这个问题，然后回想。回想这一切。
But of course, if we're chanting for all the wrong reasons, we want fame and fortune, and we're trying to, you know, we might get angry when it's not working. But...
但是如果我们为了错的原因念诵，比如说为了出名投地啊，为了财富而念诵。那结果却不奏效，我们就发怒了。
But probably it's just that we're becoming aware, you know, that we're lusty and angry. Before we never thought about it.
那所以对这个问题的回答就是说，很有可能就是我们现在更有知觉了。在以前呢就没有意识到这个问题。
Education.
OK, 那我们看一下下个问题。应该还是绕真正法布吧。这么说临在放下是非常简单的意思，做什么就专注什么。So in that case, to be present is very simple thing. It means that we should be very attentive to whatever we are doing.
Yes.Just, you know, that, yeah, we have to concentrate on what we're doing, especially when we can. Everything. Then you don't get distracted, get it done much better and much faster with what you're doing, without mistakes.
是的，就是专心一意的做一切事情。
Okay. More questions?
那亲爱的大家们，还有问题吗？
还有一个问题，可不可以说呀？
说，当然可以。
我说一句，你翻译一句，我怕说多了你记不住吧。
好的。
甘马尔说七月领导是要肯定要跟奉献者广和奉献者有好的关系。
Just now, Maharaj, you mentioned that to please the guru, we should have a nice relationship with all devotees.
Yeah.
但是在这个二元性的世界里头，我们不可能跟所有的奉献者有那么好的关系。
But in this world of duality, we cannot have good relationship with all devotees.
那在这种情况下，灵性导师对这个门徒会是一个什么样的态度？
So under such circumstances, what will be the attitude of the guru toward the devotee, towards its disciple?
It depends.
视情况而定。
We're always trying to help the disciple, so we keep preaching, keep telling everybody.As we get purified, then we can have better and better relationships. Everything depends on relationships. We have to see that Krishna is in everybody's heart. So we relate on that level. But we want to work together.
Sorry, Mar, just a minute.Let me translate. 所以随着我们的进化，我们就会跟奉献者有越来越好的关系。因为一切都是取决于关系。我们要看到 Krishna 在每个生物的心中，在每一个人的心中，我们应该上升到这个层面上。
但是我们不可能满足。
等会儿，忽然想起来了，就是刚才第一句话，妈妈说，咕噜他总是在帮助门徒，所以要继续去传播。
So,
你说。
You know, we because all of us have our false egos, so there's always somebody we don't like, somebody we like.But if we notice these things change, what I liked last year, I don't like this year, and so many things change all the time. But Krishna doesn't change. So we want to work on the relationship with Krishna, follow the order of the spirit. And that means to work cooperatively, respectfully, everybody, in spite of the fact we might not like them, we might not get his name in so many ways.Still, and respect everybody and realize we're all trying to please the Guru and Krishna.
因为我们都有假自我，会有自己的喜好和不喜好。但是呢，我们可以注意一下，这一切都在变化着。去年我们喜欢的呢，今年就不喜欢了。但是 Krishna 是不变的，所以我们要在跟 Krishna 的关系上下功夫。
是的。
要彼此合作，至少我们要尊重奉献者，即便是不喜欢他们，也要尊敬他们，因为奉献者都在努力的取悦咕噜，取悦 Krishna。
So I just put up a little chat there and see. It's from Satchinandan Swami.
这句话是慢慢就引述了 Satchinanda Swami 的。
You can translate it.
这句话是意思就是说，至关重要的是我们要训练心意，处在深深的，比如说神定或者是专注当中，或者是。训练我们的心意非常的警觉，处在当下，因为在现实生活当中，真正的生活只是在眼下这一刻发生的，就是在 当下这一个片刻是我们的真正的生命。
Our minds are like a little baby dog, you know, they just run around sniffing everything, bumping into everything. You know, eventually you can train the dog. The mind, you have to train it. Keep focused. We all want Krishna. Because we really want heart, so we have to keep everybody down. Because we're really feeling Krishna.
我们心意就像小狗。小狗呢总是在那里闻来闻去啊或者撞来撞去的。我们要训练它让我们的心意非常的专注。专注于一件事专注在 Krishna 身上因为 Krishna 他处在众生的心中。
Alright? Like, Radhana Swami told one of his disciples when he got married. He said, however you treat your wife, that's how you treat me.
Radhana Swami 就给这个门徒的训示就是你怎样对待你的妻子那就是你怎样对待我。
So however we treat another devotee, it's how we're treating our guru and Krishna.
我们怎样对待别的奉献者就是我们对待 guru 的态度也是对待 Krishna 的态度。
您的意思说对待所有奉献者的态度折射出自己对孤儒的态度是不是这个意思所有的不是一个两个奉献者我的闺蜜我的哥们的态度折射出我对孤儒的态度
So does that mean that the attitude toward all devotees reflect our attitude towards our guru, not just one or two devotees, where their intimate god brothers or god sisters.
Naturally, we'll have friends and you know people we're more close to. We work together with them and everything.We don't have to be like that with everybody, but we have to have respect everybody and ready to do whatever we can. We're trying to help everybody.
自然而然的我们会有一两个非常好的哥们儿或者闺蜜跟他们能够合作得很好。但是我们要尊重每一个人尽自己所能的帮助别人。
Okay. While we're studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, so many wonderful relationships with devotees. That's why we encourage more and more kirtan. Because in the kirtan, everyone comes together, everybody's encouraging everyone else, everybody forgets past and future easily.Versus other times it's not easy. You know, our minds are, we're nasty, so you know, somebody we think gave us a hard time 10 years ago, every time we see them, we get upset.
在永恒的柴田念经章这部书当中就有关于奉献者之间的关系就有很多的事例。因此我们鼓励 Kirtan 唱诵这样的人人人都会在一起都然后而且他们也会鼓动着别人 也会忘记过去的恩恩怨怨，不然的话我们的心意是特别的阿扎啊，心意是特别的恶心的。因为假设有一个人十年之前让我难过了，然后我现在见着他还是内心很不安的，他让我不好过，我也见到他很不高兴的。哦，上那 sit David， 那说声音卡是翻译的声音卡还是什么？是能具体讲一下吗？Sati David， Sati， OK。
Okay, thank you, Rajendra.
谢谢 Rajendra.
Thank you, my dear Maharaj.
Why don't you turn on your camera? You just look like a number. It looks like you're in prison or
something.
In prison, they just put numbers on everybody, no names.
Yeah.
So you're in prison of our mind. We're in the prison of our mind.I can get out by chanting only.
Maharaj 鼓励忍真爸爸把他的摄像头打开，他因为他只是一串数字，就像在监狱里他们会给囚犯一个数字，然后呢就是好像是看着数字，好像是他在那个他的心意的监狱里，就是心意的囚犯。
All right.
Because I'm too shy.
We always want everybody to turn on their camera. Nobody has, I don't know if anybody has their camera.
Maharaj 鼓励大家都把自己的摄像头打开。
Android Google has their camera on. That's nice. Whatever that is. Thank you.121010. Okay. Hare Krishna. Okay. Well, this is the way we all come together. That's why they made all, Krishna is providing us all this. And see each other, talk to each other.
妈妈说因为 Krishna 就创造了这个现代的技术，就好让我们彼此都能互相的通过这种方式见面。
Ask everybody, please put on.
好，那大家请大马拉说，请大家现在把摄像头都打开，惹真帕布带头打开摄像头。
And everybody go like this, everybody.
然后大家打开摄像头，然后就做这样的双手合十、互相顶礼的动作。
Namaste.
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 The Lord in my heart, and in your heart.
主在我的心中，也在您的心中。
主在我的心中，也在你的心中，
也在您的心中。哈利路亚。
在您的心中。哈利路亚。Many countries Greece refer to it. Thailand they call it Y, but that's how they make it. Maybe or something. Another person, you can say Krishna is coming to me in the heart of this person.
But 在泰国呢，他们互相见面，他们都会双手合十，彼此的致敬。我们可以这样想啊，Krishna 在这个人的心中，他以这种形式就来到了我的面前。
Thank you very much. So, more questions?
请问大家还有什么更多的问题吗？如果有问题不方便，可以打开麦直接说。 Okay, now there's a question from Tulasi. 我身边的非奉献者比奉献者对我更好，这是为什么呢？Tulasi, this question from Tulasi. So the non-devotees around me treated me more nicely than devotees. So what's the reason for that?
Well, maybe we're not treated devotees nicely because we get what we
get. 底是应该关系呢开就搞不清。
这个原因可能是我们对待非奉献者比我们对奉献者的态度更好。
Sometimes devotees, because before they became devotees, they had a lot of bad experience.They don't know how to be nice to people. They want to be the karmis. Sometimes they act nicer. They don't just look better, but it looks like they're more nice. But that's why we have to practice being nice because.But we know that instead of thinking these devotees aren't treating me nice, not every devotee is not treating me nice. Because what do you expect? You know? If I go into Japan, people bow down, the worker treats everybody by bowing down.
Sorry, Maharaj, because now the video is on and there are some noise, some background sound. So I don't quite catch what you have said. I only heard that because we treated non-devotee more nicely than devotee, then the later part I didn't catch.
Sometimes we expect so much when we join the movement. Everything's going to be perfect and it's going to be just like the Christian world. But it's not like that because we're still in the material world. And we're trying to learn how to deal with other people and live nice. So it is very shy or something. So they may not be treating you so nice, but it's only because they're shy, not because they're bad.They think you're going to like them. They don't want to bother you. What are you expecting? Too much expectation. You have so many things, so many relationships. False, unreal expectations. Okay.
就是在我们加入 Krishna 这些之前呢，我们就是有过高的不切现实的期望，我们期望着一切都是完美的，但是现实是我们还是在物质世界， 有的时候呢，并不是奉献者对我们不好，只是呢，奉献者他们不想麻烦我们，所以奉献者呢，也不会对我们以，就是开，奉献者不会主动的来开口麻烦我们。
Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? Where am I? So that's, you know, and like I said, we don't know when the, someone really, how they're really thinking about you, the external way they're treating you. You know, somebody wants to steal from you, maybe the bank is still someone who has a mess. That's the banking day.
请大家把那个麦关上一下，我去，妈呀 ，because there are some background sound that I cannot hear clearly. Can you No, not you. 请大家把麦稍微关上一下，因为我现在听不清楚马尔的说话了，请大家麻烦先暂时把你们的麦关一下，等回答完这个问题再打开自己的麦。
So we have to tolerate, you know, this, all these, what, the reason Christian says we have to be patient, we have to tolerate, is because life is not perfect, even with devotees.People get married and think now everything's going to be fine. The man thinks I can have sex 10 times a day. The woman's going to buy me a big house and give me lots of children and take care of me. And then they don't get along after a while. You know, we're expecting all wrong.
其实这问题就出在就是我们的期望是错误的期望。就奉献者他们也可能外在的是那个一种表现，他们内在的可能是另外一种想法。因为奉献者也不是完美的，比方说两个人结婚，这男人以为结了婚呢，一天就可以有很多的这种不切实际的要求。女人呢，以为男人终于结婚了，可以有人给他买一个大房子，可以给他带来很多的孩子。他们结果过一段时间呢，他们都结果没法很好的相处，就是因为他们对对方的期望是错误的。
Okay, so that's why, you know, we need to work with other devotees so we learn to tolerate.
所以我们就希望需要跟别的奉献者合作，这样呢就能够学习容忍，学习有耐心，这就是主库什呢对我们的要求。
We learn to tolerate, you know, all the different things.
这样我们就能学会容忍各式各样的情况了。这样回答你满意吗？可以吗？
Anything else?
Yes. Tulasi, David said, thank you. Obeisance to Guru.
Anyone else?
别的人还别的奉献者，请问大家还有什么问题吗？
Everybody must be tired now.
是不是大家都累了呢？
Is there many questions? Is Radhananda is not there today? She always has to
be. 今天的 Radhananda 没在。
All right, if there's no questions,We have a little time to chant a little extra Ekadasi today.
好，如果大那个因为今天是 Ekadasi, 我们可以再一起来唱念诵一会儿。
Ekadasi is auspicious. Whatever spiritual activity you do on Ekadasi, you get much more benefit than other days.
Ekadasi 这个日子特别吉祥。在这一天，在 Ekadasi 日做的灵性的活动，比在其他的时间做的灵性活动能给我们带来更多的好处。
Now there's more and more scientific studies about fasting, and they found that like fasting once in every 2 weeks is super good for health and everything.
现在科学呢对于戒食有很多的研究，他们发现呢。一个月戒食一到两次对健康大有益处。
So, you know, that's, but of course we want to fast, we want health so that we can serve Krishna more, and fasting on that day, it would hopefully give us more time for chanting and hearing and those kind of services, which are essential to build up our spiritual strength.
当然了，我们戒食，希望就是健康好一点，是为了能更多的服务 Krishna， 而且更有更多的时间来念诵、聆听，对于服务来说，这样呢，我们做更多的服务就可以增加我们的灵性力量。
So, 谢谢。Right? If there's no more question, we can.Everybody turn on their microphone.
Radhananda, David said, Hare Krishna, please accept my obeisance, dear Gurudev. I'm here because I entered the class late. Very sorry.
It's all right. We always have more other things to do.
Here comes a question from Harivamsa.
Okay.
OK， 刚我妻子说 ，Ekadasi 如果不好不念诵好，很容易吵架，有经典依据吗？是不是因为戒食肚子饿容易生气吵架呢 ？Harivamsa Prabhu said that my wife said if we don't chant nicely in Ekadasi, it's easy to quarrel. Are there any suchcloths on this, is that because we fast and we are hungry, therefore we are easy to be angry and quarrel?
If we don't fast any day, we quarrel. I mean, if we don't chant nicely any day, we're going to have more trouble, we're going to quarrel, we're going to...
如果我们不好好念诵的话，哪一天都可能发生争吵。
If you're hungry, you can't blame anybody for that, because you don't have to go hungry on Ekadasi. You can eat, except grains and beans, you can eat anything. Many devotees eat more on Ekadasi than other days.
而且在 Ekadasi 这一天呢，你并不需要一定要挨饿。忍饥挨饿，你可以吃东西。奉献者有时候在 Ekadasi 吃的别的时候还要多。
Because they think they have to have rice, you know, and if there's no rice, then they think it's starve and a lot more of it.
因为有的奉献者就觉得除非吃了大米这样的主食，否则的话就算没吃饭一样，所以他们就会吃更多的食物。
All right, so it's true. Anicadasi, maybe if we don't chant nicely, it'll be a little more reaction than other days. But anytime we don't chant nicely, we're going to have a tendency to quarrel with whoever we're with or get angry or get lusty, whatever. Because we're not, in the moment, we're not utilizing our time for it, concentrating on the external energy.
那可能是在一开始几天呢，如果我们不好好的念诵，就比别的时候呢有更多的带来更多的反应反作用力，但是任何时候如果不好好念诵都会有反作用力，比如说就会更容易生气啊，很更容易有色欲，而且一旦我们不专注于念诵就会落入外在能量的控制之下。
Okay, so it's later than I thought. So I think it's a good time to stop. So yo, rong yo, gui, yu, ju, we, feng, shao, jie.
Jie.
So yo, rong yo, gui, yu, ju, we, jie, feng, shao, jie.
Jie.
About half speed, but okay. Well, thank you all very much. I'm going to end the meeting.
好，现在已经晚了。
Thank you very, very much. It's a great honor. And I really like to be with the Japanese people and the Chinese.
妈儿说，能就是讲这个吴家瓦丹晚课是一个真的是一个荣幸。他特别喜欢跟中国奉献者待在一起。
And I love the Chinese country, but somehow now we can't go there.
我特别爱中国这个国家，但是现在呢，由于这个疫情呢，却进不去。
Hare Krishna. Bye bye.